It is what we call transfer history. It's us looking back at transfers and deciding whether or not we would have done them differently if we knew then what we know now from a Liverpool manager's point of view. And this one could be intriguingly contentious. It is the summer of 2013. So we all know what happens in the season of 13-14. It's one of the most exciting seasons in recent, in fact, not just recent in Liverpool supporting memory, full stop. It's a season that absolutely comes alive. It's a season that starts relatively strongly. Liverpool win all three of the first three games, 1-0, getting a crucial 9 points on the board. Just on that quickly, Rob, it's one of the things that I think gets overlooked with seasons on the whole, is that you can actually underrate a strong start. Because if your target is to get, say, 90 points and you win the first three games, you're 10% of your way to the target. And I think that's something that at times when we go, don't get carried away by a start. I think 13-14 is massively helped by the fact that Liverpool start the season really strongly. We all think about the end, but when you get the booster of an early points haul, it doesn't half help.
Yeah, I always think in terms of pars for your target. So if you want Champions League, you want to run at 2 points a game. If you want to win the league broadly, you want to run at 2.25 a game. You might say then in a 100-point season, it's a bit more than that. So if you win your first three, you've got 0.75 of a point times three. Well, that's 2.25 points in hand over par, just three games in. Now, you think that buys you some leeway for quite a few more games. So if you just run at 2-point form, how many games can you go at 2-point form because of that bonus you've earned? You can probably run it for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 games at that form after the first three wins. It buys you a lot.
It does. It does. Just an interesting thing. So it struck me looking back at the season. I've got Carl Kopak as well. But what we're here to talk about, Carl, is those transfers. So to run through them for the listeners, we swerve big Andy Carroll for $15 million to West Ham. We get no money for Peter Galachi, who subsequently turned up in Champions League last 16 games. We let Danny Wilson go on a free. Jonjo Shelvey joins Swansea for $6 million. Jay Spearing goes to Bolton for $1.7 million. Stuart Downing goes to West Ham for $6 million. And then in terms of Danny Pacheco and Adam Morgan both move on. In terms of ins, we spend a bit more than I'd sort of remembered when I look back on it. Luis Alberto for just shy of $7 million. Aspas for $7 million. Mignolet for $9 million. Sacco for $15 million. And Thiago Alori for $3.5 million. Kolo Touré comes in, Ali Sissoko on loan, and Victor Moses on loan. Carl, that's, as I say, in my mind, firstly, should we have let Galachi go? And secondly, that's a bit more money than I remembered us spending.